Leader of the Islamic Revolution announces major policies for Iran's education system. Iranians prepare to mark Mother's Day on the occasion of the birth anniversary of daughter of the Prophet of Islam. Iranian president says Prophet Muhammad was appointed to free all from oppression and for the salvation of humanity. Iran warns that the ongoing conflict in Syria threatens to engulf the entire region. Oil minister says Iran has expanded the range and volume of its petrochemical products over the past few years. And Eurozone unemployment rate hits a record high 12.1% in March. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Iranian and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, announced major policies in order to create developments in the education system of the country. The announcement was announced after a session with Iran's Expediency Council. The policies have been sent to the heads of the three branches of power, as well as the Expediency Council. Iranians are preparing to mark Mother's Day on Wednesday on the occasion of the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her, the daughter of the Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad, peace be upon him. The celebration in Iran is both the Women's Day and Mother's Day. On this day, Iranians visit their mothers, mother-in-laws, and wives with gifts and flowers. On behalf of the Iranian and English News Department, I take this opportunity to say Happy Mother's Day to all Iranian mothers and wives. The Iranian president says the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was appointed for all humanity. Addressing an international conference titled Muslim Scholars and Islamic Awakening on Tuesday, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said, Prophet Muhammad was appointed to free all from oppression and for the salvation of humanity. The president said, Islam is against violence, oppression, and tyranny, and urged unity of the Muslim world. He also stressed the need for understanding true Islam, saying, true Islam would end rifts and differences. He highlighted global sinister objectives of hegemonic powers, adding that, world dictators are systematically looting nations' resources. President Ahmadinejad said violence and bloodshed would only serve the interest of global hegemonic powers and termed Western powers as fair-weather friends. He also pointed out that the era of looting, Zionism, and terrorism is coming to an end. The Iranian foreign minister has warned that the ongoing conflict in Syria threatens to engulf the entire region. In an address to the international conference dubbed Scholars and Islamic Awakening in Tehran on Tuesday, Ali Akbar Saleh said, what is currently going on in Syria as an important country in the region is a threat which would pose a serious challenge to calm and security in the entire region. He said since the very beginning of the crisis in Syria, the Islamic Republic of Iran called for an end to the conflict and the restoration of calm in this country, and has supported democracy and increased people's role in political and social decision-making. The Iranian foreign minister expressed regret that certain governments have supplied weapons to armed groups to massacre people in Syria. Salehi further stressed that the Islamic Republic opposes any foreign intervention in Syria. The Iranian minister called on the participants in the conference to prepare the necessary grounds for the beginning of a broad-based dialogue between the Syrian government and the opposition and persuading both parties to join these dialogue. Salehi also called on the United Nations to identify the main culprit behind the use of chemical weapons in Syria before the situation in the state gets out of control. Iran has significantly expanded the range and volume of its petrochemical products over the past few years, and the National Iranian Petrochemical Company has become the second largest producer and exporter of petrochemicals in the Middle East after Saudi Arabia. Iranian oil minister said Iranian specialists and experts have proved the ineffectiveness of U.S.-led sanctions against the Islamic Republic. Rostam Qasemi said the country's experts and specialists have managed to foil the anti-Iran sanctions imposed on the country by the enemies and have taken fast steps in the direction of self-sufficiency and indigenization. Qasemi further added the U.S.-led sanctions have caused Iran oil industry to swiftly move toward development. He said Iran is a large country and has many potentials for development, and by taking advantage of these potentials, it can achieve many of its projected goals. Qasemi further noted that invaluable measures taken toward indigenization show that Iran has no concern in supplying catalysts and materials needed in the petrochemical industry. A car bomb explosion has hit the Syrian capital Damascus, leaving at least 13 people dead and 70 more injured. The bomb went off near the Syrian Interior Ministry in the central district of Al-Marja on Tuesday. Earlier on Monday, twin car bombings rocked the Al-Mazah neighborhood of the capital. The attack targeted the convoy of Prime Minister Wael Nader al-Halki. The premier survived the attack, but three of his bodyguards, as well as the driver of the vehicle, were killed in the blasts. Syria has been gripped by a deadly unrest since March 2011, and many people, including large numbers of government security forces and many personnel, have been killed in the violence. Damascus says the chaos is being orchestrated from outside the country, and there are reports that a very large number of the militants are foreign nationals. Protesters in Bahrain's eastern town of Sitra are calling for the release of two female prisoners detained earlier this month for participating in protests against Formula One Grand Prix. The protesters in Sitra chanted the slogans against the Al Khalifa regime, carrying Bahrain's national flag. Bahrainis have held several anti-Afghan rallies over the past few weeks, stressing that as long as there are oppression, arrests, and killings, there should not be a Formula One. On Saturday, Bahraini police announced that they had arrested more than 22 people since February for taking part in anti-regime demonstrations. Formula One is Bahrain's premier international event. Bahrain pays an estimated $40 million a year to host the race. And now a recap of our top stories. Leader of the Islamic Revolution announces major policies for Iran's education system. Iranians prepare to mark Mother's Day on the occasion of the birthday anniversary of Daughter of the Prophet of Islam. Iranian president says Prophet Muhammad was appointed to free all from oppression and for the salvation of humanity. Iran warns that the ongoing conflict in Syria threatens to engulf the entire region. Oil minister says Iran has expanded the range and volume of its petrochemical products over the past few years. And Eurozone unemployment rate hits a record high 12.1% in March. A Zionist airstrike on western Gaza killed one Palestinian and injured another as the Tel Aviv regime continues to conduct air raids on the besieged Palestinian enclave. Hamas officials said the attack took place on Tuesday when Zionist warplanes targeted a motorbike near a training camp in Gaza. The Zionist military confirmed it had launched the airstrike.
The Israeli escalation is dangerous and unjustified and came after a series of threats from the Israelis to continue their aggression against our people and our land and our holy places. The continuation of the Israeli occupation crimes, along with violations of the truce, are aimed at escalating the atmosphere and increasing the suffering of our people. And Israel will be responsible for the consequences of this escalation.
Gunmen in Pakistan's Balochistan province have shot and killed a candidate running in the country's upcoming elections and three of his bodyguards. The attack took place some 350 kilometers southeast of Quetta, the capital of the province, after gunmen opened fire on a vehicle carrying an independent candidate identified as Fateh Muhammad Maksi. All the victims died at the scene. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but police officials say the prime suspects are Tehrik-e-Taliban, Pakistan militants, or local armed ethnic groups who have carried out similar attacks in the past. Dozens of people have been killed in bomb attacks over the past few weeks ahead of Pakistan's general elections of May 11. 3 U.S.-led foreign soldiers have been killed by an improvised explosive device in southern Afghanistan. NATO did not disclose further information regarding the exact location of the incident and the nationality of the deceased soldiers. However, most foreign troops in southern Afghanistan are from the United States. Attacks on foreign troops are expected to rise in the next few days, as Taliban militants have announced the beginning of their spring offensive across the war-torn country. The increasing number of military casualties in Afghanistan has caused widespread anger in the U.S. and other NATO member states, undermining public support for the Afghan war. The Eurostat data agency says the Eurozone unemployment rate has set a record high 12.1% in March, up by 62,000 from the previous month. According to the data, some 12.2 million people in the Eurozone are receiving government financial assistance. As the jobless rate in the 17-nation Eurozone climbed for the 23rd consecutive month, 62,000 people lost their jobs in March. Youth unemployment also stood at 24% during the same month. In January, the Eurostat agency said the jobless rate in the Eurozone had reached 11.9%. Europe plunged into financial crisis in early 2008. Insolvency now threatens heavily debt-ridden countries such as Greece, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, and Spain. Now, the Bank of Spain has forecast a fall this year, a sharp revision from an earlier prediction that cut tens of thousands of jobs. A correspondent in Madrid has more.
Barclays Bank proudly presents itself as the ninth bank in the world. In 2011, it won almost 5 billion euros. In 2012, it lost less than 300 million. With last year's figures, Barclays Bank is decided to lay off workers in different countries. In Spain, it wants to cut their staff in one third. Barclays workers already suffered two redundancy dismissal procedures in the last years, and their salaries have been cut as their social benefits. They think that the management decision is not just for Spain. They know that the Spanish board is not going to accept their proposal, so they have decided to try a desperate last attempt.
The British Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition government has got a bashing from the public after a poll found that people want a change in the next election, which is in 2015. The Comrades study found that 58% of Brits think the government has failed on its economic policies and 2015 should be a time for change. This comes as only 31% of the respondents to the poll said they disagree on the subject. The result is a boost for the opposition Labour Party that has proposed a series of measures, including a resumption of the 10% rate of tax for mansions worth more than £2 million. The figures suggest Labour could gain an overall majority of 78 parliamentary seats in the next general elections. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of IRI and in English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye now.